So over the years, do you say 20 years you've been running agencies? What would you say the key challenges during those times have been for you as an agency owner, CEO, founder?
I started in 2007. There was a recession in 2008.
Yes, don't tell me about that.
If I'm honest, that was quite a good time to be setting up an agency because our baseline was zero. So we probably had a slow year in 2008. I wouldn't have known any different because I just started a business, and it's kind of like at that point everything is growth. So because the only way is up. We've had recessions further down the line that have certainly, or kind of like periods of time in terms of the economy where things have been harder and tougher, and that maybe affected us. We've had clients that have, like I say, kind of had changes like we've just spoken about, taken budget elsewhere or centralized into the US and all sorts of things like that that have had setbacks. I think client retention is a big part of it. We've had one year, I think we lost three of our biggest clients in Q1 of a new year. Probably within Jan and Feb, and that was a big setback. And again, you need to pick yourself up and go again. A lot of the challenges are the roller coaster. If I'm honest, if I looked back and said, what are the biggest challenges? There, it's personal. It's when there's stuff going on in your personal life and you have to run a business alongside it. So for me, in 2012, my dad died of cancer. That was something that, again, my way of dealing with that was to work through it and to certainly, I mean, be there for my family, absolutely. But from a work perspective, I left my old agency. I started a new one. I probably made too many decisions too quickly, and should have just taken a break and gone for a grieving process, if I'm honest. And there was another situation in 2008. I went through a divorce. We ran the business together, and I had to go through a share buyback. And the company during that period and kind of in the run-up to that definitely wasn't running in a way that I would have liked. And I think we both wanted to take the company in a different direction. We had quite a lot of issues culturally with the team that, again, kind of, like I say, I think there's a lot that I think once I was able to take the company in the direction that I wanted to, felt much more confident about that. And it's not to say that my way was right versus another way being wrong. It's kind of just a two separate ways to run a company. And I think those challenges have been much more difficult to deal with than anything the economy or clients will throw at us, because it's how do you manage life alongside a business when, again, shit hits the fan. It's the stuff that it's like no one wants to deal with. I find when COVID came around, at least it's the same for everyone, and it kind of feels like, okay, well, we're all going through this, we're all learning, we'll figure it out, we'll find a way. But I actually found that because I've gone through certainly quite a lot of challenges in the past, that's built a level of resilience where I could then say, I almost use that as a frame of reference of, okay, well, I've come through what I think are two bigger challenges in this. So I'm not going to get beaten by a dip in the market or whatever it might be. I mean, no one knew in the early stages of COVID, for example. I think there's always stuff that comes up, but the tricky ones are the life ones, because they're the ones that you don't necessarily see coming, you don't plan for. And as much as you try to not let it affect your business and professional life, you're human, of course it does. So it's that's the tricky points. It's how do you deal with that and try and keep everything moving in a way that feels like to the team, you want to look like, oh, I'm in control, I know what I'm doing. I don't want to look like I'm a mess. But there's times in both of those periods where I absolutely would have been. I think that's where the challenge is for me, the real challenges come from. And like I say, it's the curveballs that life throws at you, and then have to find a way to deal with it. But that's much trickier for me than anything a client or a economist could throw at us.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.